Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Greg Warren. He's from right here in Kirkwood, Missouri. He's one of the funniest guys on the planet. He's got a new stand-up comedy show special called The Champ, which is on Nate Bargatze's Nateland channel. We're going to talk with Greg. I haven't caught up with him in quite some time. Greg Warren, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, Mark. Good to talk to you, man.
It's been a little bit, Greg Warren. I've missed you. I think you've even been in the building here, you know, when I'm here. But since I switched over to the FM, I sometimes, when I was on Camo X, I don't like to poach other people that are on other shows. You've been a St. Louis staple, though, for a while. And I missed you, Greg.
Yeah, man. I get in that radio building. They keep them away from the... They call them FM hippies. They say it's about, you know, it's about a bad element over there. So you know, I tend to.
That's how I kind of fit in, I think, on the FM dial. So, you know, yeah. I want to say I was embarrassed last week. I always see your Instagram stuff, and I've had people that are sharing some stuff. And then I went to Instagram to see if I was following you, and I wasn't, you know, shamefully following you. But is it my imagination, or is Greg Warren kind of picking up a lot of attention these days? We're going to talk about the special, but you're hot right now, aren't you?
There's been something weird going on in the last few years. I thought, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I was like, I think I might be turning the corner and getting better at this. And then, but I was like, I don't think anybody's going to care at my age, but, I don't know. The couple things came together, you know, the sort of clip culture helped me.
Yeah.
And then Nate Bargatze, who's the biggest comedian in the world right now, produced my last two comedy specials. So that helps. He's got a big audience, and, what I was doing sort of fit within his brand. So it worked out well.
Yeah. And we'll talk about the brand here in a second, but how did you meet him? How did that relationship start?
A long time ago, we taped something for TV for country music television in Nashville, like probably we're talking 2005 or something. You know, he was just a kid back then. He was like a young guy and very funny. And that's where I met him. And then I saw him in St. When I lived in New York City, he was living there. And then, you know, not this special that's out right now, but the one that came out before that was right around the time where he was like, hey, I want to include some stuff in my on my network that's family friendly but with an edge, and it worked out well.
Well, I want to piggyback on that because that's kind of the brand. You know, Sue and I were talking about this last week because one thing, and by the way, Greg, I'm very fond of profanity in my life, but it's kind of difficult to get, you know, comedians who don't drop a bunch of F-bombs, certainly when I've been at clubs. And again, I take no offense to that, but one of the things I like about your style and Nate's is that you're telling stories. They're clean stories. You have inspiration from your dad or the Cardinals or, you know, other things. I love the earlier today I played the Target and CVS bit because the CVS and Walgreens bit. I thought that was fantastic. Well, yeah. Target's included in that too. But just the things that everyday people can kind of connect with, right?
Yeah, yeah. I went in hard on Walgreens and I'm a little nervous, man. I've been going to the same Walgreens in Kirkwood my whole life, and I love it there. I kind of regret for a second. I was like, man, maybe I went in too hard on them. And that night I went there and I walked in and there was nobody there, no employees visible. And I go, hey, is anybody here? And about 9 minutes later, some guy came out of the back and looked at me like he wasn't apologetic. He was like, how dare you walk in here and try to give us money for things that we have on sale? So I feel a little vindicated. You know, like maybe I was just fine teeing off on Walgreens. I want to be clear. I love Walgreens.
Yes.
I don't want them to quit. I don't want them to quit, Mark. Like, they got to hang in there. They just may need to adjust a few things.
Yeah, but the bit that I referred to also talked about the carts. And, I've never used a cart. I would be shamed if I did at Walgreens. I've never really seen a lot of people using carts, but they have them, don't they?
Yeah, if you're using a Walgreens cart, man, you know, you're a scumbag. Like, I mean, I'm sorry. First of all, I've met their employees. They just can't handle that kind of volume. I've seen them struggle with two items. And now we're going to encourage people to pick up, 40 items or something.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. You know what? The hidden secrets, I'm sure as a Walgreens guy, you know this. If you see a line at the counter, if there's another employee there, and that's becoming more rare, if you go to where the photo, desk is, where people get the pictures done, you can sometimes get that person to check you out.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're giving me this tip, Mark. Is that what you're doing here? You're giving me
pro tips.
The photo department tip, something I've known for 15 years.
No.
I told you,
yeah.
I'm a regular. Like, you're trying to tell me. I mean, and before that, it was they had people at the fragrance counter that they actually had like a makeup section, cosmetics where you could pull that. But listen, man, that trick has been around for a while, and it doesn't work too well.
Not anymore.
They're not there.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And, by the way, why would you have somebody at photos? Like, there's all of Walgreens and that has one employee who's barely there. And then you're going to put a whole nother employee at photos. My theory is something else is going on in that photo department because you can't make enough money on photos to have one employee dedicated to it. I think I don't know if it's drugs. I don't know if it's, maybe it's like you can take a hit out on somebody by going to the photo department at Walgreens. It just doesn't make sense.
I would agree it doesn't make sense. I do think it's becoming more rare just because anywhere you can't get good people, you can't find, customer service. Tell me about the new special, The Champ. Now, can you see that right now on YouTube? I know Nate's got the Nate Land channel that's coming up, but tell us where we can find the new special.
It's on YouTube. It's on there right now. It's been out for 2 weeks. It's on the Nate Land channel. If you just Google The Champ, Mark, you'll find it. Now, if you wind up on that movie with Ricky Schroeder and John Voight, you're in the wrong place. Because that movie, it's not that funny. It's a fine film, but it's just not that funny.
No.
I don't want to give it away. But the champ dies in that movie. So nobody dies in my comedy special. I think people will enjoy it.
I think they will.
It's off to a really good start. And yeah, I would love it if the St. Louis people would check it out.
Well, so let me, for those people who are listening to, I can't imagine that a lot of people listening aren't familiar with your story, but let's give a little of the origin story from Greg Warren here in St. Louis.
How far back you want to go, man?
Infancy. Let's shut. No, the high school question. You mentioned Kirkwood. Was it Kirkwood High? Sue Kirkwood. Thomas says that's where it was, right?
Yeah, Kirkwood. My dad was a coach at Kirkwood High School. He was a football and a wrestling coach at Kirkwood High School.
And then how did you get the first, you know, bug for comedy? Look, I've told this story. I started putting headphones on when I was about 11 or 12 years old. This was in Chicago, listening to WLS radio. And I knew right then that I wanted to flap my lips on the radio. When was that moment you decided you wanted to do all this professionally?
Professionally, I'm not sure. I didn't have the guts. It took me a while to get there. But the first time I really, it spoke to me was my friend Stacy Weiland and I were going up to Iowa for a wrestling tournament. It was like my sophomore year of high school. And that summer, we were going up for some, you know, national tournament, and we were cutting weight, and we were on a Greyhound bus, and we were both kind of miserable. And he had a Eddie Murphy cassette tape and a Walkman, and I listened to it, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard. So I repeated Eddie's material for about 4 years and annoyed my friends to death. But that's the first time I showed an interest in it.
How do you keep the bits fresh? What do you do there? Do you test things out? I guess, you know, sometimes I'm curious about this with songwriters. Songwriters say that song came to me like instantaneously, and then sometimes it takes a little longer. You just poke around on that, or is there a method to the madness?
I mean, I most mornings I'm in town, you'll see me either at the Kirkwood Starbucks or the Caldy's, and I'm like journaling a little bit, like just writing down like what happened in the last few days and seeing if there's anything interesting or different there. And I listen to my act a lot. I try to turn it over. Like I try to put out a new hour every couple years, and I'm making a little progress towards the new thing. The new thing just came out, so I'm like, I got to scramble here. But I think that's the only thing that makes it fun, actually, is to have new material.
Well, aren't you, you know, I consider myself very lucky, but how damn lucky is it and awesome that you can do what you started thinking about doing in high school and you're still having fun doing it? I don't know about you, but I can't sit under fluorescent lights like at a desk or something like that.
I did it, and I'm glad I'm not doing it anymore. You know, I was in sales for 10 years. So, yeah, I'm really, really grateful. Yeah, and it's kind of cool. I lived in L.A. for a while, lived in New York for a while, but St. Louis is kind of a great place for me. Kind of connects me with my childhood, and that makes me remember funny stuff. And then, you know, there's been an open mic night at the St. Louis Funny Bone at Westport Plaza since the 80s. On Tuesday nights, you can go up and try anything you want. And that's where I work out new material.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I remember Leno used to do that back in the day. Even when he was doing The Tonight Show, he would still go down to the club in Redondo and just do a bits, right?
Mimosa.
Yeah,
Hermosa Beach.
Hermosa.
I was just there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa. I just did a show there a couple Fridays ago. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, Greg Warren, it's called The Champ. You can find it now on YouTube or on the Nate Land channel. It just came out a couple of weeks ago. It's awesome to hook up with you again. And shame on me for not following you on Instagram. But again, so many bits have been shared with me by friends. The Cardinals bit that you talk about your dad is awesome. And that one people have shared quite a bit. So it's great to hook up with you again.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, great talking to you, Mark. Yeah, man. Good work, buddy. I'm glad things are going well for you.
Take care, Greg. Thank you.
Okay, see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.